Now, to the degree that you believe in its reality, your experiment will become your experience. That is Neville Goddard. My name is Mr. 2020, and I do want to welcome you to the Neville Goddard Podcast. I want you to listen closely, because a lot of people miss something very vital in this quote. Now, to the degree that you believe in its reality, your experiment will become your experience. The first thing Neville says is you have to believe in the reality of your imaginal act, your experiment, so that it becomes your experience. Did you catch what's in the middle there? Experiment. I do these Rent My Brain calls. And I do them mostly with people that are members of ManifestingMasteryCourse.com or DreamDrivenDay.com or Remarkable.com. People that get the value of having a conversation and exploration. Because for most adults, by the time we're adults, they've drummed out of us curiosity. They've made us seek the right answer and the step-by-step. They've taught us how to think so we don't have to feel. And I was that guy. I was a lot of step-by-step. And I still am. Step-by-step is useful. Being able to think is useful. But if you want to recreate your world, if you want to transform you, it takes some curiosity. It takes some experimentation. This is why Dream Driven Day does people's heads in. And they'll tell me, 20, this is doing my head in. That's a good. A little confused? Keep going. Because it's the freedom that's found. There's a tiny little bit of you that is devoted to thinking and rationality. And it should only be a tiny little bit. There's a vast amount of you that craves experience and exploration. See, people think what they want to do is travel the world. And that may or may not be the case for you. But I can guarantee what everyone really wants is exploration and curiosity. They want to discover what's around the next corner of their lives. What they loathe is the repetition that puts them to sleep. And yet they settle for it because it seems safe. Now let's listen to the first part of this quote. Take me seriously. When you know what you want in life, construct a scene which would imply your desire is fulfilled. See it as clearly as possible. Feel its naturalness. Experiment until you know the scene and all that it implies is real. Experiment. This is how you surrender. You experiment, you explore. What would be natural for you? I've got a friend right now kicking around, should I or shouldn't I do a Rent My Brain call with 20? And I hope she does. Because if we do, we can explore together the imaginal act, the big picture, what inner strategies or systems she doesn't have that she may think she has. That's a biggie. A lot of people think they're doing something and we find out that they're almost doing it. Or they think they're not doing something and we find out, yeah, they're doing something that is blocking their blessing every single time. Experiment until you know the scene and all that it implies is real. Experiment, experiment, experiment. This is why I'm nuts about exploring. So let me tell you a little bit about 2024. We've got Join Remarkable. If you want to work with us in a small group for the whole year in a very affordable way, and get over $1,000 worth of bonus goodies, go to joinremarkable.com. Just scroll to the bottom of the page and click the link so you can see what's in the bonus vault. When you join, you get that. Then there's some options. But I digress. Joinremarkable.com. The first call is in January. But I'm really, really exploring, you know, the thing that I've noticed I've fallen in love the most with since all the lockdowns and stuff. It's the contact with people. I love my one-on-one Rent My Brain calls and the people I work with. I am really blessed. A lot of them start with people who have problems, and they end up with people that stick around because they want to explore possibilities. That's pretty cool. Sort of like you take your car to the mechanic because it's making a noise, but some people take their car to the mechanic because they want it to drive differently. Yeah, let's modify this. Let's do that. Let's have some fun. I had some buddies back in Pennsylvania. They were always working on their cars. Me, I got my oil changed once in a while, or if something started clanging and banging, got something replaced. They were always souping up their cars and having way more fun than I did. But we got those one-on-one brain, Rent My Brain calls. We got Dream Driven Day coming up in February. I just want you to, no matter what, explore and experiment more. Because if this feels forceful, fake, or flat in any way, you're not experimenting, you're not exploring. And you can explore with us if you want to. Just gave you a few options. And feel free to reach out to me if you want to chat about any of those. My email address is at NevilleGoddardStore.com. So that's what I got today. You notice where most people begin. They begin just with a step-by-step. I get it. That's important. But Neville says, to the degree that you believe in its reality, your experiment will become your experience. So you've got to believe in the reality of your imaginal act. But more importantly than that, you experiment until you know the scene and all that it implies is real. Just don't keep repeating the scene for months and months and months and months and months. That's a common mistake. I keep repeating the scene, but nothing happens. Yeah, maybe we need to explore. I was on a call the other day, and the fellow I was talking to, he said one little thing, and his whole body lit up. And I said, that's your imaginal act. He goes, what? I said, what you just said. He goes, well, what did I just say? I said, listen back to the recording, and you will hear how much you shifted and changed with that one little bit that you mentioned. That's where you explore. That's where your win's going to come from. He didn't notice it. I did. That's my skill set. So if you got gold, join Remarkable.com. Join us for Dream Driven Day in February. Set up a Rent Your Brain call. Rent My Brain call. But most importantly, explore and experiment. Imagine how much fun we could have right now if you did that as we go into the silence. You know, there was a time where I was stuck in Florida. I was living with Victoria for a year in Australia, and my visa ran out, and I had to return to the U.S., and I was stuck in Florida. I had to get my visa issues worked out. And I experimented, and I explored. The main scene that moved me back around the world was One Sip of Coffee, but there were some others that I experimented with, and I experimented with how I experienced that one sip of coffee. You've got to experiment, you've got to explore. You've got to become curious to the point where you find that magic moment to surrender to. And I tell you, I've been here 12 years now. First came over 13 years ago, and I've been back about 12. This shit works. Have a lovely day. My name is Mr. 2020. You've been listening to The Neville Goddard Podcast. Thanks for listening. and visit us at NevilleGoddardStore.com. See ya.